Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you're new here, my name is Maria. Please subscribe below so we can be YouTube friends. This is my January energy update. January is shaping up to be a very interesting month, so I've had a lot of fun looking at the energies of January and can't wait to share with all of you. January, the first month in the year, is definitely going to feel like the beginning of the cycle. It is not a month, though, where you're going to feel steady on your feet. It's definitely going to feel like a month of some firsts. And in at least a couple of spots in January, you may feel like you're a newbie or a novice and you don't quite have the experience to make something happen. So there may be a few curveballs thrown to you by the universe where you're like, I'm not ready for this. I don't know what you're doing, universe. I don't know if you've gotten the memo, but I have completely no expertise or experience in whichever you're asking me to do. And I would say that this, you know, it's like a gentle nudge from the universe and a challenge. Now, this is not a random challenge. So the challenges that are going to come for you in January are somehow aligned to your mission or your life path. So if you are challenged to do something for the first time in the month of January, especially out of nowhere, and especially if it causes like excruciating discomfort for you or just fear and doubt and all of your shadows come up and you're like, I can't do this, know that that may be connected to your life's work and life purpose. It's almost like the Divine Mother is like putting things on your path so that you can step on it and finally notice and see the things. It's like the breadcrumbs. Like she wants you to notice the breadcrumbs so the breadcrumbs can lead you to the promised land, if that makes sense. That's one aspect of the energies of January. January is a bit of a roller coaster, so the energies are not going to feel very even. There are certain parts of January that are going to be almost like a vacuum, like not much is happening. Like for 3 days, you feel like, is anybody home? Like, is anybody alive? Like, very low activity. And then there is going to be parts of January that just feel hectic. And it's a little bit of the back and forth between these two states. Also, don't expect to be hyper during the month of January. It's a little bit of the hibernation period. I know at least for the Northern Hemisphere, but there's like an overall little bit like a low level energy for entire humanity, to be honest, in the month of January, especially towards the middle there. No, it's not you. There are just a lot of things happening energetically and cosmically. And also you're doing a lot of work in the astral and a lot of work during your dream state. All of your bodies are going through massive upgrades in the month of January. So if you wake up tired, or if you're like, I don't know, completely wiped out by the end of the day, no, it's not you. And no, it's not even the winter times. It's just it's just the convergence of the happening. It's just things have aligned in a particular sense. So don't blame yourself. Fatigue and being tired and just being drained, like your soul has been sucked out of you. There are like periods in January, unfortunately, that are going to feel that way. There's also a little bit of the request to surrender. For a lot of us in the month of January, it's almost like go with the flow type of energy. But you know, there is the go with the flow. Like what they're showing me is very interesting. They're showing me the ice skating ring. And it's like not the water go with the flow, but when you're on the skates and you're getting momentum and the skates kind of just carry you forward, it's that kind of momentum. And a part of it is like, yes, you have to rely on your skills. But another part is you just have to trust the physics and the universe. And the universe almost like is doing the work for you in the background. And you just, if you surrender and don't resist the process, you may inadvertently find yourself making a lot of progress in the month of January, not even noticing how much distance you are covering. And that is pretty much in all areas of your life. You may be making massive strides around your well-being, wellness, health, even spirituality in the month of January. It's not going to feel like you're too much in control. You're not meant to feel like you're in control in the month of January. Things are meant to happen to you and for you and with you. And you're just meant to go with the flow and like embrace the madness, embrace the craziness, embrace the roller coaster, embrace the moments where there's the vacuum, even embrace the tiredness, as interesting as it may sound. Like don't resist it. resistance is the recipe to have a very challenging, anxiety-filled January. But embracing it is the opposite. I find actually, you know, if you want to be better equipped for the energies of January, breath work is going to be very, very good for you. Grounding exercises, really, really good, especially when the craziness is a bit much, right? So like growing the roots from the soles of your feet. Also taking the moment to meditate every day, even if it's just for 3 minutes. And it kind of goes without saying, even for months when the energy is not quite so hectic, but this particular January, you would really find that the inner peace, like if you don't have the inner peace, the outer circumstances may really get you off of your axis. So it's really important to take the time to at least settle into your body and feel grounded and connected and protected and all of the above, right? So any exercise that you can do with like imagining your body as a great tree, like an oak tree or whatever tree you resonate, and making sure that you're planting yourself into the earth and you're growing this big, big, mighty roots. And, you know, also don't forget that, you know, as you're growing as this mighty tree, like your branches, they're stretching out to the sun, right? Like definitely make sure that you are taking the energy from the sun, especially if you are experiencing fatigue. Going back, reconnecting to the sun, doing sun gazing. All of this is really, really important in the month of January. I usually also do the blessings of the month and the curses of the month. So why don't we do the blessings of the month? The blessings of the month is momentum. Like I said, certain areas of your life are just going to take off. And if anything is going to feel like things move too fast, things are moving too fast. Like what would be a quick example? It's like you just started dating somebody and they want to move in together type of fast. And then you're like, whoa, okay. Or like some, like you just gotten a promotion and all of a sudden like three new direct reports and everything. And you're like, oh my God, like where's all of this coming from? Right? Like out of nowhere. Know that in the month of January, you're able to, like the universe is on your side. When you say yes to possibility and when you say yes to opportunity. So as weird as it sounds, like just allow yourself the audacity to receive and don't make yourself small by saying no to opportunity in the month of January. If the opportunity is knocking on your door, even though it may be disguised as something extremely challenging, or just not something that you would generally go for. The month of January is a month that almost like wants to bring you in full alignment with the universe. So notice the signs, pay special attention to the synchronicities in the month of January because the synchronicities can become very, very loud for you. Other blessings in January. Some of you are attracting a mentor in the month of January, somebody who's like a true teacher for you. Spiritual or otherwise, or in business or in life, you know, a coach maybe. And that person is going to be very meaningful to you. It's like a lot of like lifelong bonds of a mentor mentee type are going to be formed in the month of January. So that's really, really beautiful. January is fantastic for research. If you are in a field where research matters, like science, right? Or academia, January is fantastic. For that, because your mental capacity is going to be at an all-time high despite overall fatigue. Like your body may be tired, but your brain is going to be very active. And so research and like going down the rabbit holes may be really, really good. For anybody who works with the word, January is a blessing. Whether you are a writer, whether you are, you know, a public speaker, again, teacher, whoever. If you are connected to the word, the energies of January are a very, very opportune time for you to further amplify your craft or get really productive, things like that. And again, another blessing is starting new things in January. Like this January it's the beginning of the cycle. So ask yourself, who do I want to be truly? And you may notice in the month of January that you may be lacking a particular skill set. For who you're meant to be truly. Or, for instance, you've always wanted to have a particular hobby or play a musical instrument or sing or do something like draw or paint or whatever. And not for living necessarily, but you just felt like that was an expression, an authentic expression of your soul, but you never gotten around to. And January is going to be an amazing time to finally commit to learning that skill like, again, getting help or doing it by yourself, whatever is your flavor. But it's almost like the universe is aligning in a way to almost like give you a little bit of a nudge and to push you forward to pursue your dreams in this very interesting way and fashion. Those are the blessings of January. The curses of January, again, like I said, the fatigue, the energy level is not very high. You would also notice that January almost wants you to be selective. January is going to force you to select option A or option B. Like, you're not going to feel like you can handle it all in the month of January. In fact, it's a month of maniacal focus in certain areas of your life, and some areas of your life are going to go by the wayside. You're not going to be able to do it all in January. And if you let it get to you, you may start feeling major FOMO in the month of January, because truly, you cannot do it all with the level of energy that you have and also do all of the work that you're meant to do spiritually, et cetera, right? So like, you're going to have to pick and choose. And so the most important word for January is going to be no. Like, know your limits, know when to say no, and know that it is okay to say no. It is your birthright to say no to certain things and people and like events that you're being invited to. If that doesn't feel aligned, or if you're plain tired, like, it's okay. There are going to be other months, there are going to be other energies for you to tap into. You're not missing out forever. It's just temporary, right? Like, a temporary slowdown. Another thing, a little bit of a curse in January, is handling your emotions. Your emotions, certain parts of January can be heightened, and not specifically like not anger or any of those, but like relationship stuff, like heartfelt things, like, don't be surprised if you want to cry for no reason. Like, it's just emotional. Yeah, that's that. But like, it's not emotional for the entire month. It's just like there are certain periods. Because technically, for the most, like, the month of January is like the skating rink. So that the energy of the ice is very, very prevalent. But then it's almost like the water just bursts through the ice and just takes you over, a few times during the month, and there's nothing you can do. And actually understand that crying is therapeutic. Crying is releasing. So allow yourself to be vulnerable. Allow yourself to take the time, and don't judge yourself for the emotional ups and downs that are coming through. It's not you, it's the energies. All righty, my darlings, please let me know in the comments if you have already been sensing the energies of January. Some of you are really sensitive. And if so, you, like, even a week prior, a week before the month officially begins, some of you may notice that you would already be in tune with the energies of January. It's like almost like you know what's about to happen, and then your body has already started the process. So let me know if you've been feeling this. And listen, this is an interesting month. Like, it's not a super easy energy, but it's also the beginning of the cycle. And it's the beginning of the year. And it's not always meant to be easy, you know, because in some ways it's like when the rocket is going into space, right? It has to overcome the resistance of the gravity. And that's a little bit the energy of January. Like, you're going to have to overcome certain things. But hey, when you're on the other side, it's going to be fantastic and beautiful. I love you all. I'm sending you a big virtual hug. I'll see you in the next one. Bye, loves.